What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester. Fan Brother brought to you by Sun Chevy. Visit Sun Chevy. Washington Road, McMurray, or sunchevy.com. High of 84. Today with sunny skies, as you hear the music for Text in the City. And, of course, we've got some good ones, I think, today. We had some people who texted in about the idea of asking Derek Shelton a question. And so, before we get that real quick, I looked at it. Raquel, Carlson, Graves, Jari. Those are the four you got to move.
Yeah, that's with the most money.
You got to move them.
That is the expendable
contract. You're not winning with those guys. You're not winning with those guys. So move them, use their money wisely, and move forward. All right. Go ahead. First text.
Unless you hate hot dogs, I think most fan personalities should be in the hot dog eating contest. Just my thought. Is that posing an invitation to Pony and his personal trainer or Malzy?
I wouldn't want to be in it.
Doran? Crowley?
Isn't the charm of it the fact that it puts the producers in the spotlight?
It's a good point.
So no, I mean, that's an okay tweet. I mean, I'll give that text like a 6. But I don't want to be in it. I don't think Pony wants to be in it. I think the whole point is we're trying to give you guys the spotlight.
George and Plum says, wow, 28 slices of pizza, 18 donuts that you ate. Paul ain't eating lunch with Tom Brady anytime soon.
No, there's a 10. Now, that
that's
of course, that was a 30 years ago. So, you know, if I tried to do that now, I'd be in a coma and probably not alive.
Here's Griffith from Manaka. He's door dashing. Says that the Penguins are the way they are because it's no longer the city of champions, we're the city of mediocrity.
I think that's a little harsh.
Yeah, a little harsh.
I mean, because at the end of the day, you know, our teams still win enough that, you know, we're better. We're better than probably half of the teams, which would be mediocre. Now, I will say, in some ways, the Penguins have really sort of fallen into mediocrity. The Steelers have fought it. You know, they've been able to make playoffs and whatever, but the Penguins the last 2 years have been the definition of mediocre. So, I don't know, maybe he's on to something.
Yeah, they've been just average, and the Steelers at least
have
been better.
I'll give him a 6.
I'll give him a 6. Joe, who he won the Pirate tickets, he texts in and says, thanks again. He's going to take his 5-year-old daughter to the game. Great show and station. Thank you.
Right. Well, that's
congrats
good.
To you, Joe.
Yes. That's good.
Other text, saying offense is down around the league isn't an excuse. The Pirates' offense is 28th and last in strikeouts around the league. Other than walks, the Pirates don't rank 20th or better in any offensive category.
Right. Well, I would say this. It's one of those things where the Pirates have a lot of bad hitters that drag their offense down. I like that text, so I'll give them an 8. The Pirates have, I think, the opportunity maybe to go get a couple of extra hitters to get better.
Well, they should. I mean, what do you have to give up for Taylor Ward for the Angels, who has a couple years left
right.
and is hitting well?
Exactly.
Like, he's good. He can play first. He can play the outfield. Brett Rooker from the A's, DH type of guy that can play the outfield. Good bat. And that's not where you have to sell out the farm for the type of talent that Luis Robert is, or the type of talent that Vlad Guerrero Jr. is. There are other really good players that are just not as talented, but produce,
yes.
Which is not a bad trade-off.
Well,
if you want to keep your prospects.
That's the big thing. I think that's a great thought. I mean, I think they've got some good young players. Just got to let them play. You know?
Well, somebody else asks, would you keep Jack Suwinski in the major leagues or would you send him down to the minors for the whole rest of the season and come back next year rejuvenated?
I mean, it's hard to predict the future like that. You know what I'm saying? It really is. So, because you might need him in August. What if he goes, gets red hot? You send him down, he gets red hot in July and middle of August. Somebody gets hurt. You know, you're probably going to bring him back. I honestly think the best thing you could do with Jack Suwinski is trade him.
Yeah, but you're selling him very, very low.
Maybe.
Who's going to want him at hitting 170?
Because he's 25 years old. With a left-handed bat with power that's 25 years old, I bet you'd be able to get... You're not going to get a huge return for him, but you'll get something.
Do you remember at the beginning of spring training, and Mitch Keller had his extension, and we were discussing who was going to be the next guy to get an extension for the Pirates, and Jack Suwinski's name came up on numerous occasions as a guy who could be extended next.
Well,
oh, how he's fallen off.
Yeah, I mean, again.
It's sad.
I mean, good thing they didn't do that at this point, huh?
Yeah. I mean, we were talking about him. Henry Davis was thrown out there a little bit. O'Neill Cruz. I mean, who's the next extension candidate on this team? Because they've made an extension the last 3 years, and I think it's good for the organization.
It'd have to be Cruz.
It'd have to be Cruz.
The problem is, man, has he...
Inconsistent.
I don't know if I'm willing to give him $135 million or whatever right now.
No, I'd probably give him one.
Maybe a deal
10?
Like maybe a deal like they gave McCutchen, $51
million. I'd probably try to go in between Hayes and Reynolds.
He would take that, by the way.
He would not take it.
No. What was Reynolds?
Got 106 over, I think it ended up being 9. But there's an option in there. I think it was 8 for 106 plus an option. 106 was the total amount of money.
I wouldn't hate that for O'Neill Cruz.
No, I'd give O'Neill Cruz that.
Yeah, I wouldn't hate that because I think he's got enough potential and whatnot.
He has to move to first base.
Give me one more.
Somebody texted and you were talking about running 2 miles in 12 minutes. This texter said in the Army back in the 80s, we had to run 2 miles in 13 minutes for our physical training test. So 2 miles in 12 minutes is elite.
I mean, I give him a 7 or 8 for saying what he's saying, but if you're a soccer player, it's not that big of a deal.
We're talking about the Army.
Right. And the Army.
2 miles in 13 minutes.
The Army is a little different because you've got different, you know, I'm talking about soccer players.
Yeah, but what he's saying is if you can run 2 miles in 12 minutes, that's the elite endurance.
Yeah.
Is what he's saying.
I guess. I mean, I used to do it with no problem at all. None. You know what I mean? Zero problem.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 6 minute miles. You know, if you're a soccer player, you should be able to do that. Anyway, that's about it for us. Next up is the Pony and Mueller show. And so we'll do that. We'll do this again tomorrow when Joe's back.
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.